Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
The cattle futures market today fell on hard times, mainly in the feeder cattle, but live cattle were also lower. Feeder cattle were anywhere from $1.70 to about $2.15 lower, so pretty disappointing there. The front end October in live cattle and feeder cattle, live cattle in October down 55 at $111.77, while October feeders were down $1.85 at $152.15. So quite a bit of weakness here. We've gone back to the lowest level since the 1st of October. Kind of a lot of talk on the technical side of going back and testing some retracements or a 50-day moving average. That's another $3 to $4 down from these levels. We'll see as time goes on. Midday bucks beef was under pressure, down 30 cents on choice at $198.51. The bucks beef market has been right here for a few weeks. So not a whole lot going on there in the beef movement. Select 189.82, down 75. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 155.66, up 43 cents. And from tomorrow through Friday, we'll mainly focus on the on-feed report. Those estimates will start coming out tomorrow, and that report's Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. Cold storage, Monday, October 23rd. So two reports finish this week and start the next one.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market was generally steady to weaker today. We had corn down about a half cent. Beans were the weakest contract here, down 4 to 5.5. And then the wheats were steady to 1.5 or so lower. Yesterday we had the crop progress and conditions. Winter wheat was 60% planted, a little bit slower than average. We've got some more rainfall, kind of kept things slow, but 71% normally, we're 60 now. Emergence is at 37%, we're normally 43. Corn harvest slower than average is 28% complete as of yesterday afternoon's report. Our average is 47, so we're nearly 20% behind where we should be on corn harvest. Of course, good to excellent category still really high at 65%, good to excellent. Bean harvest 49%, that's about 11% lower than where we normally are this time of year. So I think that some of the rainfall, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey, etc., have slowed the progress down, but we still have some really good crops out there. This morning we had an export number, two really good sales of corn, 146,000 and 115,000. That's probably what kept corn from following beans more than they did, but we continue to sell a lot of grain worldwide. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.